This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Tottenham Hotspur star Dejan Kulusevski has come out and said his world has changed since moving from Juventus and working with Allegri to moving to Tottenham Hotspur and working under Antonio Conte. Reports are stating that Spurs are interested in Ilan Meslier, the Leeds United goalkeeper, a full international roundup and an award for Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like and share. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And I'm absolutely delighted and thrilled to announce that we have just been informed that we have been nominated as a finalist for Best Podcast, the Spurs Chat Podcast, for this year's Football Content Awards. The final will take place in Manchester in November 2022. You can now vote for us to win this trophy, the Best Podcast. Wouldn't that be nice as a Spurs channel to finally lift a trophy? You can vote, and the closing date for voting is the 9th of October. All of the details are below, and I cannot thank all of you enough for all of your tremendous support that you have shown me and this channel throughout the last few years. Now, let's start by talking about Tottenham Hotspur players on international duty. Ivan Perisic helped Croatia secure their place in next summer's UEFA Nations League finals with a 3-1 victory in Austria on Sunday. Croatia knew that 3 points in Vienna would rubber stamp their spot at the four-team mini-tournament to crown the Nations League's overall winners in June, and they duly booked their place when Ivan Perisic completed the full 90 minutes and providing the assist for his side's second goal. It means Croatia finished top of Group A1 ahead of Pierre-Emile Højbjerg's Denmark, who ran them close by securing a 2-0 home victory over France on Sunday. Pierre-Emile Højbjerg played the full game in midfield. On loan defender Joe Roden put in a full shift for Wales but couldn't prevent them from suffering a 1-0 home defeat by Poland, which relegated them from Group A4, while young midfielder Matthew Craig earned his first under-21 cap for Scotland as they drew 1-1 with Northern Ireland under-21s in a friendly in Paisley. Matthew started and was withdrawn in the 79th minute. In the early hours of Sunday morning, Davinson Sanchez was an unused sub for Colombia. His team won 4-1. There was a number of players in action on Saturday as well, starting with a 72-minute stint for on-loan midfielder Giovanni Lo Celso in Argentina's 3-0 win in Miami in the early hours of the morning. And Christian Romero wasn't involved for Argentina. Also on Saturday, Matt Doherty and Troy Parrott both started for the Republic of Ireland against Scotland in Glasgow, but were left disappointed after their side suffered a 2-1 defeat in Group B1 of the Nations League. Troy Parrott had the ball in the net early on after a good run, but was denied by an offside flag. Matt and Troy later going close in the game to hitting the target. It was 1-1 when they both subbed, with just a little under a quarter of an hour of the game remaining, but Scotland won it 8 minutes from time through Ryan Christie's penalty. Dejan Kulusevski was also in Nations League action, providing the assist for Sweden's opening goal in their eventual 4-1 loss in Serbia in Group B4. The attacker substituted 6 minutes from the end. Papa Matasar completed a 90-minute shift for Senegal as they beat Bolivia 2-0 in a friendly in France. Callum Cisse played for his country, Sierra Leone, in their 4-0 defeat in South Africa. On loan player Dane Scarlett played 81 minutes of England under-20s 2-1 victory over Morocco in Spain, while goalkeeper Aaron Maguire was an unused sub in the Republic of Ireland's under-19s 2-0 win over Wales in their Euro qualifier. On Monday afternoon, Tottenham Hotspur Football Club released the following, announcing that the club has picked up the Best Sports Licence Property Award at the 2022 Licensing Awards, recognising best practices and success stories of brands, retailers and licensees across the world of entertainment, music, celebrity and sport. Judged by a panel of industry experts, the Best Sports Licensed Property Award is given to an organisation that can demonstrate the commercial success of its licensed products over the past year based on retail, distribution, marketing activities, brand extension and international growth. Tottenham Hotspur's licensing programme aims to ensure that the club's brand is found on a wide range of products to appeal to sections of demographics of our growing global fan base. Also in this report, it says that club-branded merchandise can be found across the UK retail spectrum and in over 50 international territories with over 1,200 different types of branded products available. Tottenham Hotspur star Dejan Kulusevski has come out and said the main differences between going from Juventus to Tottenham and working with Allegri to working with Antonio Conte. He said, honestly, the difference between the two is huge. Their ideas are completely different. In London, you work more in the gym and the results are viable. From Juventus to Spurs, my world has changed. He then went on to say, mentally, I always went onto the pitch to give my best at Juve. However, it didn't work despite my commitment. For sure, at Juventus, I didn't feel very good for various reasons. And when you realise that things are not going well, then it is difficult to reverse it while still in the same environment. So the choice to leave Italy was the best I could have made in that situation. At Tottenham, my body changed mainly to the exercises in the gym and in no time. We work a lot every day and better than I did in Italy. I love how we train in London and for sure the credit goes to our coach Antonio Conte. I'm very happy to play for him. I have never known in my life a more motivated person like him. When he speaks, it enters your heart by force. Reports have just been published by Leeds Live and The Athletic and they are stating that Tottenham Hotspur have reportedly identified Leeds United goalkeeper Ilan Meslier as a replacement for Hugo Lloris. In the report from Leeds Live, it says that Lloris has been a Tottenham Hotspur player for over a decade, but is out of contract in the summer of 2024. And Phil Hay from The Athletic has said, it's quite interesting, all of the clubs are looking at Meslier. I think it's fair to say now that he has replaced Rafinha and Phillips as probably the highest value asset in the squad at Leeds United. Phil Hay of The Athletic also said if clubs are bidding for everybody at Elland Road, he would command the highest fee. It's quite interesting that Spurs are one of the clubs looking at him as Hugo Lloris is getting into his mid-30s now and he is out of contract in 2024. You would assume that Tottenham would now be looking at a succession plan for him. Now, my thoughts on all of these stories in this episode, let's start with the international roundup. All I ever look for is, are any Tottenham Hotspur players injured from international duty? So far, so good. Let's hope it stays that way and we get through this week because, of course, it is the big one on Saturday lunchtime at 12:30 p.m. kickoff, Arsenal v Spurs in the Premier League, the North London derby. I cannot wait for it. So hoping and praying that all of our players are fully fit after international duty. Now, Kulusevski is the latest player to be singing the praises of Antonio Conte, and his world has changed. They were his words from Juventus to Tottenham Hotspur. This is why I absolutely love this manager, because this manager transforms football clubs and he transforms players. He puts time and effort into every single player. And, you know, when we signed Kulusevski and Bentancur, you know, I had so many people come on this channel saying, they're not great signings. You know, they're Juventus rejects. And look how they have transformed our team. They are practically, you know, first names on the team sheet. Kulusevski, you know, it could be argued that Richarlison, there'll be a lot of rotation this season. But last season, you know, when they come in from the January transfer window, from then until the end of the season, you know, that is why we've got Champions League football. Kulusevski, Bentancur have been absolutely brilliant. Really, really happy for Kulusevski, because he was obviously unhappy at Juventus. He's come in, Antonio Conte has worked with him, and he is an absolutely fantastic player who has got a very, very bright future at our football club. Now, Phil Hay of The Athletic is stating that Tottenham Hotspur are one of the teams looking at Ilan Meslier, of course, the French goalkeeper and Leeds United goalkeeper, currently plays in the Premier League. He's played 79 games for Leeds so far in league competition. He's got 10 caps under 21 level. I think he's a decent goalkeeper. I wouldn't think that we would be replacing Hugo Lloris in the very near future. Of course, he signed the 2-year extension to his contract from 2022 up until now 2024, which gives him this season and next season. But who knows, Hugo Lloris, in the form that he is in at the moment, who knows, he may go for another year or two. But Meslier, on this story, I like him. A good young goalkeeper, and I've absolutely no doubt within the next year or two that Spurs will definitely want to bring in a goalkeeper where they will be thinking, you know, we want him to be our number one long term when that day actually comes, when Hugo Lloris does retire. Thanks so much for watching and listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like and share. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Please also remember to vote for us as best podcast in the Football Content Awards 2022 final. The deadline is the 9th of October. Thanks so much for all of your support, and I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Can I be real with you for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better? You really can do it, but nobody is going to do it for you. Nobody is going to push you out of bed to work out. Nobody is going to make you eat better. But here's the thing. Nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. 2.5 million people, each doing the Beachbody program that fits our own goals. Over 80 to choose from. Some that take just 20 minutes a day. Nutrition plans that teach you how to eat healthy and still enjoy food. What we all have in common is we know it's not easy, so we help each other. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. That's why I'm inviting you to try our amazing Beachbody fitness and nutrition programs. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.